Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Mayor DeZien, Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, Kathy Gal. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm doing well. Again, just trying to make sure everything feels okay, and that's kind of what you're going to talk about today. Good for the heart, good for the mind, and both of those very important for a healthy life.
Exactly. So what's science tells us, and research that's been done through the Alzheimer's Association, is there is definitely very much a connection between the factors that increase our risk of heart disease and stroke and how they may also increase our risk of cognitive decline and our risk of dementia. When we're looking at those factors, what are primary in the things that we look at is hypertension, which is our high blood pressure, diabetes, midlife obesity, cholesterol, all of those things in combination or by themselves can also have a bad effect on our brain. And when we look at our brain is the control center of our body, and we've got over 100 billion nerve cells or neurons. They create that network in our brain, and we rely on signals traveling through the brain to form our memories and our thoughts and our feelings. And Alzheimer's is the disease, as we all know, that destroys our brain cells. And that heart-brain connection is interrelated. When we look at how our heart works in our body and the function that our heart has in terms of pumping blood throughout the body, we need to also remember that the brain depends on oxygen and adequate blood flow to work well. It receives about 20 to 25% of the blood from every heartbeat, which is critical. A fourth of that blood is going right to our brain, and if we're not making sure we have the healthiest heart as possible, then it's going to have that detrimental effect on our brain. So knowing what our health numbers are and keeping track of those and working with our doctors and reviewing those numbers on a regular basis is important. Knowing what our blood pressure is, what normal blood pressure is, learning how to check it ourselves, don't just rely on going to the doctor for that annual checkup. Work on testing it yourself at home periodically or daily, whatever your situation might be. The same is true with blood pressure, blood sugar, making sure that your blood sugar numbers are where they need to be. And if you have a checkup with your doctor and those numbers are abnormal, then get some information on how you can better monitor your blood sugar or make changes in your eating habits if necessary to keep that in control. And then the same goes with our weight, making sure that we're at a healthy weight, eating the foods that are going to be healthiest for our body and healthiest for our brain. We know that dark green leafy vegetables, for example, are healthy for our brain. Our berries are very healthy for our brain. I think about blueberries all the time comes up in conversations when we're talking about things that we consider those brain foods. So learning more about what's good for our body, and especially those foods that are good for our brain. And then keeping our cholesterol in check, making sure we've got the right number of the good cholesterol and the right number of the bad cholesterol. So making sure we're getting more of that good cholesterol in our body through our healthy oils and so forth. So tips to keep a healthy brain and body. The Alzheimer's Association has come up with one of them is we need to make sure we are also getting quality sleep. So not only looking at our diet and what we're eating throughout the day, but also making sure we're getting enough sleep. We've got to give our brain time to rest, and that's super important as well. So about 6 hours of sleep at a minimum, preferably 8 hours of sleep, and do things to kind of calm your body before you lay down for the evening, kind of put away those screens before bedtime, adjust the temperature, and whatever else makes it a comfortable environment. Being smoke-free, there again, it's also healthy for our heart. Believe it or not, stopping smoking, no matter how long you have smoked, is very beneficial for reducing any further risk that you might have to your heart and to your brain. Taking care of your mental health again, making time for something that you enjoy and trying to build breaks within your day to kind of take some time for yourself. And managing our mental health is something that is going to impact our overall health. It's going to help reduce stress, which helps reduce that strain on our heart, which there again is going to be better for our brain. And then, of course, getting up and getting moving, making sure that we are getting an appropriate amount of exercise throughout the week. Find things that might already be a part of your day, walking around your neighborhood, taking the stairs most often, parking further away from the door at the store or at the office. And I always like to remind folks, find a buddy. And it may not be somebody who is able to be with you to do that particular activity that you enjoy each day. It might just be an accountability buddy where you check in once a week with a friend and say, okay, this was what my plan was. This is where I did well. This is where I didn't do as well. But having that accountability and talking about how you can fit more exercise into your day is going to help your heart as well as your brain. Just keeping all of that at the forefront and doing the best that we can to challenge ourselves to make changes. And we always talk about making changes in certain things in our life at the beginning of the year. And lots of times we'll set a New Year's resolution, but by the end of January or the end of February, we've kind of fallen off of our goal. And what I'm encouraging folks to do is not set a goal at the beginning of the year that might be so crazy that we feel that we can't accomplish it, but just pick one thing. You know, I just gave folks a variety of ways that we can help our heart and help our brains specifically, but just pick one of those and start with that and then build up over time so it's not overwhelming. Small changes can help no matter what area that you make them in, whether it's diet or exercise or sleep. Just start at one place and move from there. So for folks who would like more information on how our healthy habits can help our brain, feel free to reach out to me at the Extension office in Paola. My number here is 913-294-4306. Or I always encourage folks to reach out to the Alzheimer's Association as well. Information on healthy living for your brain and body is available on their website at alz.org.
Some very important tips to make sure your heart and mind stay healthy. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Horticulture and Natural Resources Agent Lauren Gamble.